Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. We got a poll up right now. If you guys want to vote, you just go to @Brendan_Tobin on Twitter, or you guys can also go to @790TheTicket. The poll is located there. We were discussing earlier on in the show, if you're a Canes football fan going to UM versus FIU this weekend at the old Orange Bowl site, will you get the feels? Feels being good. No feels being bad. 64% of the vote says no feels. We've heard reports of boycott. A lot of Canes fans boycotting this game. Even though one FIU fan made a good point. If you guys are going to boycott this game, why couldn't we just have it at FIU? Fair point. Box didn't pause up.
You've been.
Is there a difference between sherbet and sorbet?
Oh, yeah. Sorbet is more like. You know who has sorbet? The Wilsons. The Wilsons have sorbet.
Po folk have sherbet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorbet.
Common folk.
Yeah. Sorbet is more like for the Wilsons in Sarasota.
The Haagen-Dazs of sherbet.
Yeah, they serve it in a crystal bowl. You know, just very, very fancy. The spoon is very small, almost like a sample size, but it's elongated handle.
You know what I hate about fancy restaurants?
Hmm?
Like, if you go to a regular everyday restaurant, you could go get your eat on and it's not expensive. The more expensive it gets, the smaller the food is.
Yeah, and it gets fancier.
Like it gets trying, fancier.
They're
like
they're trying to make it look like an art creation.
They put like fancy stuff all around it.
You have to wear pants.
Yeah.
I can't go in Crocs.
Pants are a big hindrance to you, Robbie.
Yeah, big time. I don't do pants.
You're a gem.
Oh, you're my goodness.
So, yeah, man. Sorbet is definitely different. I'm not a sorbet guy. I'm a sherbet guy.
I can't tell the difference. I don't really like ice cream, so.
Yeah, that's a weird thing by you.
Yeah. I eat it, but.
Texter writes in, I'll be getting the anti-feels. I feel like that's going to be a lot of people. They're just going to be like, ugh. You know, there's going to be.
You brought it up. Nobody was thinking about it until you brought it up.
But I thought about it today. I was like, man, if you are a Canes fan and you're going to UMFIU this week, if you're a Miami Hurricanes fan, and you're going, you had all these great memories going to the Orange Bowl, watch the games of the Orange Bowl, and you're like, there's a
Those
damn-
people are old, though.
No, they're not,
When was
man.
The last year of the OB?
07.
48-0 was the last
48
game.
48-0.
So everybody who is now old enough to either go to games, let's say we're 20, say between 19 and 25, right? Those are your key, because all the people that were going anyway, they're going to go regardless. The real, real fans. Say 19 to 25. At that time, they were like 5.
No. If you're in your 30s and you're starting to have kids now and you're taking kids to Canes games, you went to the Orange Bowl. It's not that long ago.
30?
Yeah.
That is so 7, 17, 13 years
ago? The Orange Bowl got torn down my senior year of college. Because, like, so... If you are getting or didn't get torn down, but they stopped playing at my senior year in college. So
right.
I have now a 7-year-old. So like if you have a 7-year-old, you're taking a football game 7, 8, 10, 9, 10. Like if you're 36, you're still going. You went to the Orange Bowl, man.
Somebody said tailgating in the garage is hard times.
Hard times.
By the way,
giant garage.
This is no lie. Last time I went up to Cleveland, it was cold, and they have parking garages, and there were people. Grilling in the parking garage. I say, hey, is that okay?
Is that street legal?
No, it's not. That's when I was terrified. I'm talking about regular barbecuing like they were outside in the open.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. Let's get the headlines.
Cleveland.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
We got some action. A line has been posted for the Miami Heat game tonight.
All
which,
right.
By the way, 7:30 tip-off from the American Airlines Arena. 6:30 JetBlue Vacations pregame show with Zazzo and Tommy Tighe.
All right.
Right here on the ticket. Finally back after a long layoff.
I can't wait, man. I'm going to the game tonight. Going to go see see the boys in action.
Ready?
The Heat are 9-point favorites tonight at home against the Cavaliers.
All right.
Sherbert has milk. Sorbet has none.
So what is sorbet? Just ice and fruit?
I guess.
Like a hybrid yogurt and ice cream?
I don't like
no,
that.
No, yogurt has milk.
Wait, what has milk?
Yogurt.
Sherbet has milk. Sorbet doesn't. That's what the texter just said.
I would feel like it'd be the opposite. Like, I feel like the sorbet.
Sherbet sounds like it doesn't have milk. Like,
what's the difference between sherbet and Italian ice?
It'd be sorbet and Italian ice. Seems creamier. Well, sherbet has milk, so Italian ice has no milk.
I don't know, man. I think
remember that Italian ice stand on Oakland.
I don't know.
It's on Oakland Park. It's like a hut.
When I was doing the dribble drive, we passed AC's Icy's.
Did you get one?
No.
AC's on the Grove.
On the Grove, yeah. We were doing the dribbling.
Truck.
It wasn't open yet.
Oh.
Me and Duarte were thinking about stopping. Some people did veer off because there were some food trucks. What park were we by in Coconut Grove? And they just were like, food trucks, we're out. See ya. They caught up with us.
Wait, that's how you do it in Miami.
Yeah, man.
Everything's great until you see something off on the side. That's a little bit more fun.
I regret not doing that. I think I should have gone to the food trucks. Like, I'm not saying the spread was bad the victory spread was bad at the American Airlines Arena. It was fine. It was a lot of donuts. The Mojo Donuts came strong with the bacon donut. That was good. I never thought I'd be liking it, but man, I got to tell you, after a 14 mile walk, I think about
how long did the walk take?
Took a long time, dude. We left at 6 and we got there just after noon. But I told you there was a long stop at Vizcaya. A long stop. We were there for like a half hour.
Were you ready to stop, though? Like,
no, I wanted
to. 6-hour walk?
The stop killed
me. Wait, the average human walks, what, 3.5 miles, 3 miles an hour? 3.5 miles an hour?
Yeah. Two things. Like, the stop at Vizcaya took forever. All this pomp and circumstance. The damn mayor was there. And then it took everybody.
Of course he was.
And then everybody was hobnobbing, and it took forever to get
lined up. You know what you should have did? I should have did it with you.
With my street.
We should have walked with the sign that D-Wade's
on. I didn't know he was going to be there.
Don't matter. It's on TV.
That's a fair point. So that stop held us up a little bit. And then getting everybody gathered, because we were doing, like, I would say, Leroy, it was like 100 people at the original. We call us the 14 milers. We walked the whole thing. Then you got to the 3.3 milers. And there was like 200 people there, so you had to add up. They should have joined us like Rocky II style.
By the way, I had a situation.
What happened?
I need to know if I handled this correctly, because I might be considered a jackass.
Tell me.
So I went to a restaurant and got takeout.
Yep.
Or, you know, got takeout. They fixed my food, brought it out, right? I pay with the card, put zero for the text, and then I put $5 in the thing.
Yeah.
Right? She was standing right there. And so I got my food, and she gave me attitude like, thank you.
Oh. Like, right. That wasn't good enough?
No.
She just didn't see you?
I don't know. I didn't care because I went in and took my $5 back.
Oh. You reached into the jar?
Sure did.
What?
Took my $5 back.
Wow.
I say, oh, you give me attitude for not tipping even though you ain't seen me? I say, I'll tell you what, give me the $5 back.
But did she know that was your $5?
Don't care. There's video. She could see the tape.
She can roll it back?
She can roll it back.
So what did she say when you took your $5 back?
Nothing. I walked out. I say, oh, you give me stank attitude? I say, now I want my $5 back.
Stop the tape.
And you just.
I just recently got my $5 back.
Full paw in there and took it out.
Right. There's cameras. If she accused me of taking my, there's cameras.
Huh.
Go check. So, my question is, will I be considered an unsavory character?
Oh, yeah.
For taking my.
I wouldn't go there again.
But wait, so...
Did you order it via number? Like, did you have to leave a number or something when you went in to get takeout?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there again. Or I'd use your wife's number.
But no, my question is that... am I the only one that was pissed off in that situation?
Clearly not. I mean, she was pissed off.
No. I'm saying with anybody else.
Yeah, I always wait to make sure they can see.
But that seems kind of...
You got to make sure you get credit for the tip.
You got to. It's the old Seinfeld episode.
Why can't we just do the right thing without credit?
Because, I mean, what is credit without anybody seeing it? It seems ridiculous.
It's honorable. That's what it is.
It is honorable.
Yeah, but they don't know that you're doing this nice service.
But is it honorable if they don't know you have honor?
I mean, I don't care. You do it because that's who you are.
What else you got, Robbie?
And this reminds me of that Impractical Jokers episode where one of the guys, as a punishment, he had to act as a delivery person, and no matter how much he got as a tip, he had to always say that it wasn't enough. Oof, it was cringy, awkward. But the NFL, apparently, they're organizing a 17-game season proposal, including two bye weeks, more international games, and apparently a late February Super Bowl.
I don't like this.
I'm not gonna complain about more football. More action.
It is more action, but like pushing the Super Bowl back even further.
You're almost into March Madness now with this.
All right, you know, we're doing what we can to drag it out. Like, I feel like I get my fill of football, but like, you know, it's all well and good if you got a good football team. Imagine we had to go through another week of Dolphins football this season.
Oh boy,
how bad would that be? You know, so it's good in theory, but...
These texts are amazing!
What?
Can you read this one?
I can read all of them!
Go ahead.
Say, Leroy may be a jackass, but not because of that. You can't take the five-bag popper. Haha, I feel you, though. You a savage.
Text writes in, rookie moves, never put it in the jar. You leave it in the table, let them do it. Yeah, but you're at a counter, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a counter.
Yeah, that's not a bad move, leaving it right there on the counter. Just for them to have.
And that's a whole nother question. Hold on. Now, second from the top. That's a whole nother question. Gotten over that.
Why do you have to tip for takeout?
Correct.
I just do. I don't know.
You technically don't have to. That's probably, they just give you a tip jar to get you to feel guilty. And all right, you got me.
Some things have gotten ridiculous. Like, there'll be, you know, at some places, there's a gratuity line for Starbucks. I'm like, huh?
There's one around the corner at the 7-Eleven.
Well, that asks for gratuity?
They just have a jar.
Yeah. I don't believe them, though. Those are phony dollars.
That was also where the guy opened my door for me and wanted to wash my car. So I don't know what's going on there.
You know, obviously we've talked about this a bunch. The Publix racket when you're checking out at Publix, they go, "Oh, here, you want to give an extra dollar for this?" And you're like, "Ah."
No,
right.
I never give it. I don't care. I just say.
Oh,
no.
Do you tip the guy if he helps? I've never had my.
I've never had somebody take groceries to my car. I think I would, but I think isn't policy you're not supposed to.
Yeah, they have a sticker on their shirt that says, "Please do not tip."
That's a wink. They might as well have a wink emoji on there. You don't believe it?
Who's turning down money?
Yeah, but they can get in trouble.
I think they can get in trouble.
I mean, I won't say nothing if you won't. Mm. The person tipping ain't going to say nothing. Unless they just setting up a tipper.
Text writes in, do you tip for a $12 beer at concession at Hard Rock? I used to work at concessions at Hard Rock. It depends. Like, I didn't judge anybody who didn't, but I was very appreciative of those who did. So, I didn't serve anybody any better or any less based on it. Some people tried to bet. Now, the one thing was people went crazy, especially the New England game, because those Bostonians are huge alcoholics. Because you close at halftime, no more beer, and they
really
you want to talk about angering people.
Well, here's the worst.
Tell a bunch of Sully and Murphs they can't have beer anymore.
You know what I hate? I don't know why we've gotten to this point.
Yeah,
I buy. And you remember, we went to Marlins Park. You can only buy this gigantic bottle of water.
Yeah.
They take the top.
Yep.
What?
Because they don't want you throwing it on the field.
Throwing what on the field?
The top.
I don't want to throw my water on the field either, because that's why I want a top. So now when I go to the park, guess what I do? Pack tops. You put them in my pocket.
Pack tops.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays you may have to pack your own straws now because the paper straws are becoming an epidemic.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, they're the worst.
The heat have turned to the dark side, I believe.
Yeah, I just go no straw.
Hey, by the way, Starbucks does sell crack pipe. They do. They
sell glass. The glass one. Yeah. I will say this though. Like when I was in those situations of cutting off the beer, it was at those times where you realize what you could be as a drug dealer, because people were offering up the side money for the beer. Like if I would go to the side door and give them and start offering up the old suds, then Sully and Merce were ready to pay. I didn't do it though, because we were regulars.
Somebody said, he said, I would have tipped five and took back six for sass.
You got any other headlines, Robbie?
By the way, just programming note, that inappropriate text that Leroy was so desperate to read that we had to put a podcast exclusive into the third hour. It is now up for people to listen to. I know people are dying to hear what that joke was.
There you go. Subscribe, Tobin and Leroy, podcast on radio.com. Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available, you guys can go check that out. Of course, theticketmiami.com, it's available there. Subscribe, rate, review, say we're awesome, all that stuff. All right, let's get to some Heat trivia. You guys want to win some Heat tickets?
Yeah!
Hawks tickets. I feel like
when's the Hawks play? Next week?
December 10th.
Okay.
So if you want, I feel like Heat honor has been restored the last couple of winners. Yeah. 786-360-0790 to win Heat tickets. 786-360-0790. That is how you can get in on Heat trivia. We'll also talk about what went down. Pat Riley, he's got some new philosophy, which is always beautiful. Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, they're being adorable. Your favorite basketball team, they're back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're almost they're 9.5-point favorites. So we got that going for you. But if you want to win Heat tickets, 786-360-0790. Heat trivia comes up next.
15 minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. Got Heat basketball back in your life tonight. Heat are taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
We'll get into that. 15 minutes of Heat is brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selections of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. All right. This has been up and down. This has been a bit of a roller coaster as far as it's concerned with Heat trivia. But I feel like honor has been a little bit more restored, Robbie. It's been better. So hopefully,
yeah, past couple of days, you know, we've had some good winners yesterday.
Hopefully this we get this right and everybody's good to go. So Leroy, you will pick our contestant.
All right.
Because you are a neutral party here. You don't have the questions and you did not put them on hold. So pick one of these candidates: Jonathan, Rooster, Gabriel, Junior, Alex, Mingo, Peter, Majid, Bruno, or DJ.
Rooster.
Rooster.
Nickname is an animal. I'm probably going to pick you.
Yeah, we've told people that. Listen, you want to get on, you pick a captivating nickname, you're probably going to get on the show.
Yep.
People don't learn. Rooster, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Are you a Heat fan?
All the way, baby.
All right, man. You ready to go? You got to get three right. Don't interrupt. Otherwise, technical foul. Two technical fouls, you're out of the game. You got it?
Got it.
All right, here we go. First up. What member of the New York Knicks punched a fire extinguisher at the American Airlines Arena? A. Amare Stoudemire, B. Patrick Ewing, or C. Jeremy Lin?
That would be Amare Stoudemire.
That is correct.
Yep.
That is correct. Yep. All right. Next up. What famous fighters met at a Miami Heat-Milwaukee Bucks game to start their long-awaited clash? A. Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis, B. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, or C. Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua?
B.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, he pulled that one out. Ooh. All right. Dicey. Yes. Ooh. Manny Pacquiao, ooh. Floyd Mayweather. Okay. They met Manny Pacquiao and couldn't fly out of town, and they sat across from each other on the floor at a Heat Bucks game, and that started the meeting at the hotel, which we finally got the long awaited clash between those two taking on each other. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Final one. To send yourself to a Miami Heat game, what is Heat broadcaster Eric Reed's signature call for three-pointers? A, kaboom, B, bingo, or C, bang?
a kaboom.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We got one, Leroy.
Yay. All right.
All right. We got ourselves a winner.
I would have lost my mind if he missed that last one.
Oh.
That would have been walk of shame.
That would have been tough.
Congratulations, tough. Rooster. You're going. All right. Good. I'm glad we've been establishing Rooster. People going to Heat games. Rooster's going to the Heat game.
That's very Davey.
It's his actual name. Birth name, Rooster.
That's very Davey.
Rooster? You think Rooster's hanging out at the old saloon?
Maybe his birth name is Roosterfield. And he shorts it to Rooster.
No. What?
This really is a sexy version of Glenn Frey. I got to be honest with you. This is the longest we've let it roll. And, I mean, it's really like you feel the emotion and the sexiness of The Heat Is On.
Yep.
Now, the big story today, of course, is Pat Riley addressing where things are with his Miami Heat team. He says he's pleased. I am cautiously optimistic about the team. Health is a priority as it always has been. We've been pretty fortunate, with the exception of the guys getting sick. So let's see how things are down the road. I'm also wary of what's out there. So he's keeping an eye out there, Leroy. Keeping an eye out there. He says the team is playing well. Spo has done a great job. Right from the summer league, we saw the development. We saw more guys getting ready in training camp. And so he's going out there. He says, let's see what the next 20 games brings. I'm excited about watching the team. But this is where things get deep. He was talking about the discipline of James Johnson, Deion Waiters, all right? And he says, it's always disappointing. You've got a rearview mirror, and that which has happened is in the rearview mirror. It's been transferred to the front mirror, and you use the side mirrors to sort of adjust. Listen, I don't like when you do that, okay? He's Pat Riley. He's a legend.
So question.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked through a front mirror?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do you see?
I see what's in front of me. Glass. Because you can get a reflection. Like, for example, look through this mirror right now.
No.
Look at this window right now.
No, you should be embarrassed.
I can see my reflection.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I can see my reflection.
You're embarrassing.
But I can also see through.
You're embarrassing yourself.
No, you're boxed in. Turn around. Come on, just give it a look-see. I dare you. Do you see yourself?
Yep.
Okay, can you also see through the window?
Yep.
Boxed in?
No.
That's what Riles is talking about.
The fact... Hold on. First of all, quick draw McGraw over there. Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
Soon as you say mirror,
yeah,
you cannot look forward.
Not true.
That's a window. That's not a mirror.
Can I see my reflection?
You can,
that's a mirror,
but it's not a mirror.
That's a mirror effect. So what are we talking about here?
We're not talking about a mirror.
We are.
No, we're not.
If I wanted to, I could go and look at my hair in that window, but
you know
I could
what?
Also see through.
Here's what's amazing.
What about a two-sided mirror?
Here's what's amazing is that you literally have done everything you can to try to justify or make sense of the nonsense coming out of Pat Riley's mouth.
It's not nonsense.
And then one day you're going to be walking through the arena. He's going to walk up to you and say, you know, I was just kidding, right?
Nope.
Yes, he is.
You don't think he knew what he was talking about when he talked about when he was speaking about obstacles? You think that was just happenstance? You don't. When a guy says there are tons of obstacles, there are none of them, but there are some. You think that he's just saying, you know what? I'm Pat Riley. I can just say things and people will buy into it.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
If I said that to you, you'd take me to the hospital to get checked.
No, but. Maybe you, but you're not a philosopher.
Some of the
great thinkers of our day and of our time have long been laughed at. Okay? Pat Riley's just one of them. You guys weren't ahead of the curve. He told you. And what did he do? What did he do with no cap space? There were a lot of obstacles. There were tons of them. But in the end...
It was Jimmy Butler.
None. None. No obstacles. And now Jimmy Butler plays for the Heat, and Hassan Whiteside plays for the Blazers, and it's awesome. Life is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Yep. That's another great philosopher. Lego movie.
I got to tell you, I thought I was on crack. I took my daughter to see that movie, and I'm like, I feel like I need something. Can't just watch this.
You were on a bad trip?
No. Wasn't on. I felt like
you felt like you were on those Dion Philly cheeses.
I'm like, and all these people are entertained by this.
Yeah, You think Philly Cheese has thought to himself that he could get himself his own edible line now with what has gone on? Like, do you think anybody reached out with some opportunities? A more healthy, a healthy, safer trip? Philly Cheese's?
Hey, how can it ever be healthy?
Philly Cheese's.
Philly Cheese.
How can it ever be safe?
Nah,
when that was the reaction.
He'll get his own line of scientists. He'll get the top scientists in the world, and then he'll be good to go.
Yeah, all right.
No bad trips.
He don't need...
No bad trips, just the best drip.
Best drip here.
He'll team up with Tyler Hero. You know, if he can get over, you know, mocking the idea that Tyler Hero is better than him.
I can't believe you think Deion would do anything with Tyler Hero.
Yeah, why not?
Nothing against Tyler Hero, but Deion is Deion.
Hey, you think he holds a grudge against guys like Tyler Hero and Kendrick Nunn?
I think he holds against the team, and because those guys are playing in front of him, yes.
So you don't think he likes anybody on the team right now?
No, I'm not saying that.
Who do you think he likes on the team, besides James Johnson?
Well, you know, you're always going to enjoy the person you go to lockup with, so he likes James Jones.
James Johnson.
James Johnson, sorry.
And he likes the guy who gave him the edible, obviously. If somebody did give him the edible, which we don't know, but that was one of the early reports, is that he didn't snitch. But that could have just been a thing where he said it wasn't mine, somebody gave it to me. So we don't really know that nobody gave him the edible. We don't actually know that. Do you think...
Not confirming it, so he could just say it.
Yeah, we don't know. Do you think that you think of a front mirror when you're on edibles?
No, you don't want to see a front mirror because you start staring at yourself funny with a regular mirror.
Look, you just got to adjust to the side. Am I right, Robbie? That's what the side mirrors are for.
Get the old mirror in the back, the have a mirror sandwich.
Yep. And then you get that parallel. You ever look at two mirrors when they're facing each other and then it just goes on for infinity?
Oh.
That's what Riley's talking about. That's what Riley's talking about. The beyond.
I really do believe. I wish one day when you're at the stadium, he goes to say, ha, you know I was kidding, right?
No.
Pat Riley joke?
Yeah, Pat Riley doesn't joke.
What?
I mean, except when he's dressed like a genie, which is probably where he came up with the saying.
Oh, he did make that hog joke at one of his press conferences one time.
Well, Pat Riley will make some sexy jokes, like when he's talking about the tax threshold. When he's he loves talking about tax threshold.
That threshold. The tax threshold.
It's almost pornographic.
Right, like what's wrong with him?
He gets a little turned on when Andy Ellisberg tells him, "We just got under it, baby. Hard cap, no cap."
That threshold. The tax threshold.
I love this team, man. They're adorable. This was Jimmy Butler. You got Jimmy Butler from yesterday, Robbie, talking about his happiness. And he's so happy, Leroy, and he's happy not only because he gets to be himself, but his BFF, his little sidekick, Tyler Hero, he's there having fun with him at the start too.
Hey, Jimmy.
See what I'm talking about? I got to pick where I wanted to go first of all, so of course I'm gonna pick where it makes me happy. You know what I mean? And that was that. The way that we go about stuff here, though, like it fits me. I'm allowed to be me. That's why I'm constantly smiling, because me may be wrong to a lot of people, but here, me is good enough. We just care about competing, being a best version of yourself. We got some dogs that have a chip on their shoulder, that come in every day and feel like they have something to prove.
Boom. How about that? Be yourself.
Hey, Jimmy.
See what I'm talking about?
So great. They're all just having so much fun, Leroy. It's a nice little powwow. Everybody together. You just got to love it.
I want to see him go through a little rut.
It's going to be tough. I mean, when you're one of the best, it's tough to find a rut, you know? We'll see. But not tonight, baby. You're going to TCB again. Undefeated in TCB games,
also,
Robbie.
Also, it might be noted, they've been playing some garbage teams.
Yeah, but they've also kicked the crap out of good teams.
They would lose to these garbage teams last year.
And you can only beat who you can beat.
I'm just...
Wait, why are you trying to bring an umbrella to a nice day?
I'm not bringing an umbrella. I'm just saying, that's the obvious. I'm stating facts. That's not...
Yeah.
You know, you need adversity. Nobody goes through a season just...
They had Denver. We'll always have Denver.
Wasn't that Jimmy's first game back?
Denver? No. Atlanta was.
No, Atlanta.
Atlanta was.
Yeah, Denver just had the illegal air.
Yeah, they did lose to Andrew Wiggins going supernova on them, but Jimmy didn't play in that game. His second day of a back-to-back. I don't count that loss. And really, I don't count the loss against the Lakers either because of the Deion Waiters thing. They're really undefeated, man. Look, okay. They're 9-0.
So we're going to have one of those kind of 67 and
yeah. No, I'll definitely count. Listen, I'll count the other 15 losses. Well, I mean, we'll see. But, you know, really it's only going to be 12 losses because I'm not going to count those losses. So they'll be 67 and 12.
How long do you think it'll be before you lose the bet?
Is it a bet?
No, I'm just saying. If it was a bet.
You got to be honest. Like, you laughed at all my predictions to start the season, but I've been more right on them than wrong.
Because we've only been playing basketball for six
weeks.
Nah,
it's not. Don't back out. Put a caveat to it. Who did I pick?
There's 62 games left.
Who did I pick for most improved player?
Bam.
Yeah. How's that looking?
Pretty good, Siakam, right? Might win it again.
How can you be most improved off the most improved? That doesn't make sense.
It can happen.
No.
Okay.
No. Wrong. Incorrect. Bam has improved much more. And he's got Dwayne Wade's endorsement.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah. But again, some of these people throughout the country, they just look at numbers.
Well, they're idiots. And they're not Heat culture. I don't care about them. That's why I look through the front mirror. And adjust on the side.
Ooh, yeah. Well, all right. We're jamming.
What a good show today, man. We've covered a lot of ground today. We learned that you agree with me. That Canes fans are going to be upset this weekend.
Nobody agrees with you. What, 20%?
Right now, the poll is, if you're a Canes football fan going to UMFIU this weekend at the old Orange Bowl site, will you get the feels? 35% say they're getting the feels.
That's more than it was last time.
Yep.
No, it wasn't. It was like 62%. Said no, and now it's 65%.
Stunned Steve, you are as hardcore a Canes fan I know, all right?
Yeah, I could already tell he got about to put the kibosh on you.
No. We don't know that. Don't rub him a certain way. You don't know. Stunned Steve, this weekend, Canes, are you going to Canes FIU this weekend?
First of all, no, I'm not going.
Really?
No.
Are you going out of purpose? Are you a part of the boycott? Well, no, or I just don't have time to go?
Well, don't have time, but I also just don't want to watch football at a baseball stadium. It's annoying.
Yeah. So because
and it's not
does,
because
does it
of
anger
the,
you though? Does it anger you that it is at the old Orange Bowl site?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, but when it comes to me, like, I never went to any games at the Orange Bowl, so it doesn't really resonate with me.
Damn. All right. Well, this nukes my argument. Thanks, Stunt Steve.
Yeah.
Always appreciate it. You
it's like, look, the Orange Bowl is like one of those things where you associate a team or a university with a stadium.
Yes.
Right? But it wasn't that good.
I'm not saying it was good. I'm not saying it was a great place.
Right.
But it was a historic place, and it
sure.
And it was full of memories.
I can't believe it. We've already gone to the point where the new whippersnapper generation has never experienced games at the Orange Bowl.
I know, it's crazy.
It was only 12 years ago.
How old are you, Steve? How old are you?
26, he says.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so 12 years ago, you would have been 14. I mean, it's still possible.
He can still go. Maybe he doesn't have the greatest memories 14 years ago. He had those rough years with the things going on.
You know
down.
What I start realizing?
It's mainly because growing up, like, my dad wasn't really into sports, so I never really went to those games. I didn't start going until, like, now that I have money and I can go to games myself.
I gotcha.
Here's the problem, right? I'm just thinking, what is college football without tailgate?
It's not. I mean, especially
because I'm thinking when I was a kid,
especially the way the Canes tailgates go, they get wild.
When I was a kid, we had Tulane, but just an hour away was LSU, and I had a cousin that played for LSU, so we would go up, right? But we would just drive up, go to the game, and then come back, right? And now, then when I got to Michigan, and the bus would drive to the stadium, I'm like, what is this? This is gorgeous. They said. That there is tailgating. Wow.
It just blew your mind?
Blew my mind.
Texter writes in, Canes fans going to feel them feels when Butch Davis and FIU stomps that ass.
Oh, boy. Cocky, all right.
Cocky FIU bros.
Cocky FIU fan. It's the FBC.
Right. Hey.
We're used to the CBC. Cocky Canes fan. The Canes bro coalition calling in. Now we got the Paws Up coalition. I mean,
the PUC.
I'm not going to lie. I felt that way.
Whoa.
Early on in the season, I was like, maybe the Canes will lose to FIU.
But hold on.
They're rolling right now, man.
How about this? Leroy, I think you're starting to see all these Canes fans say they're diehards, but they won't go to the game because it's a baseball stadium. Are they?
I kind of would.
I live in Provo. Go BYU.
I would go to. I would want to go to check it out at a baseball stadium just to kind of see what it's like.
No, not Robbie. The guy. No, he wasn't talking about Robbie. He's talking about Steve.
Yeah, I've been to the Miami Beach Bowl.
Robbie 26. I thought he was 46. No. Talking about Stun Steve.
But Robbie does have some old man tendencies. Especially these whippersnappers, they bother him.
These new age kids.
They don't know Robbie.
They're not all the rave now with these NFL coaches are all taken over by the whippersnappers.
I just feel like I just feel like there's going to be there's definitely a contingent of Canes fans that are out there. I mean, right now that are like, damn, look at this baseball stadium here, doing no winning here. It's right there at this hallowed ground of the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, the field's even going the wrong way. The field's running north to south, and the old Orange Bowl is east to west.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah. Even the Canes, they have that weird the Marlins, they have that weird Orange Bowl display.
That pillar.
Yeah, that weird pillar that's just it's just there. And you're like, this here marks it's basically the Orange Bowl's tombstone is basically what it is, in all honesty.
R.I.P.
Now here's some boobies with the Clevelander.
By the way, I have an answer.
Yep.
What is college football without tailgates? Action.
But yeah, man. So there's cocky FIU fan. That's a thing. There's cocky FIU fan even after like losing to the Owls.
They're just like you.
What do you mean?
Just keep it moving. Keep going. Just holds him down. If it comes back to bite you in the ass, so what?
By the way, did you see Lane Kiffin kind of sending some Dolphin Tua vibes?
I did see this.
That was interesting.
What did
he
say?
He was just saying, like, there was some guy who made this video about Tua, just saying what a great dude he was and all that stuff. And so, Lane Kiffin comes out. I'm trying to get the exact tweet for you. He goes, you must watch this video. Made me tear up. Alabama will always remember Tua's recruiting visit. He was holding a Bible with recruiting hostesses. Amazing parents also. Who would have thought that a kid from Hawaii could open up so many hearts in Alabama? And then he adds the Miami Dolphins. Like, he puts the Miami Dolphins tag at the end. And so somebody asks him, why did you tag the Dolphins? And he goes, so I can hang out with him and get the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. And he's trying to send those vibes that way. Lane Kiffin for offensive coordinator?
No way! Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on.
To a Lane package deal?
Hold on. You see Brian Flores reaching out to Lane Kiffin to coach a young quarterback?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
He could coach. You know who he could coach? Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Who?
Lane Kiffin.
No.
He can't coach.
What do you mean he can't coach?
I'm not saying he can't coach. I'm saying he can't coach Tua. I don't want him coaching Tua.
Why not? Didn't he recruit him? He's just telling you.
Okay. You want him on the team. You want him to quit working at FAU, come on, be a Dolphins head coach.
Maybe he's ready. Maybe this is the match made in heaven that will get him back on track. This is like Carmelo joining the Blazers. This will be the match made in heaven.
How's that working out?
Not great last night.
Carmelo. Zero defense. Now you got two guys stuck in cement on your team, Hassan and Carmelo.
Just watch the watchtowers. Just watching defenders blow by.
Oh, my God.
All right, everybody have a great rest of your day. Robbie, you are going to be co-hosting tomorrow. Are you excited about that?
Oh, yeah, man.
Very cool. Ira Winderman will join us tomorrow. We'll get into react to what goes down at the building tonight. And, again, supposed to talk to our boy Bob, too. So we got all that going for you tomorrow. Leroy, safe travels the rest of the week, man.
All right.
Have a good week. And remember, always look through the rear view and front view mirror and the sides.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.